In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我证道。
I think this morning, this service is as a class for this spiritual convocation of a young adult, and also as a Sabbath morning service.
今天早上证道的内容是关于社青灵恩会还有安息日聚会的内容。
So before I come to attend this. Youth adult spiritual convocation thought about this morning service.
在我来参加这个青年灵恩会之前，我想过今天早上的证道内容。
I decided to share this topic about the facing of the three obstacles.
所以我想到了要分享这个题目，面对三个挑战。
Every time when our life trying to achieve something or we're trying to set the goal to trying to draw to the our goal, and they always have something facing of obstacles, and there's against a force.
很多时候我们都想设定目标，并且想要朝着那个目标去前进，可是通常都会遇到挑战。
And so these against a force, we can define as obstacles. We have to overcome it.
这些面对的负面的这些力量可以把它认定为挑战。
There's a lot of things that we can think about like in a very idealistic goal that we can put up, that we can try to reach.
我们都有理想中的那个目标，都想要尽力去达成。
But we have to aware there is an obstacle.
我们也必须要承认确实前方有障碍。
Because I heard that anybody who wants to diet and then they put the very idealistic, you know, to the picture of who have a very skinny person's, you know, pictures put on the, you know, the magnetic one, put it on the refrigerator.
就像要减肥的人会把一个很瘦的人贴在冰箱的框框上面。
So every time when you approach to the, you know, the refrigerator, you can see the picture. That's what you're seeking for. That when you open the refrigerator, you have to be aware of that.
就是你如果要打开冰箱的时候，你就会看到那个很瘦的人。然后你要打开冰箱之前看到那个瘦的人的时候，你就会注意了。
So keep on reminding of that. This is my goal. So we have to be careful to open the refrigerator, not open to open it.
这就是目标，然后要不断的像冰箱上的那张图一样提醒自己。
One time I gained and continue to gain the weight. I cannot control the food to keep on eating and.All the members, you know, they invite me, then I eat, and I can tell continue to sideway to grow.
有一次我想要减肥，可是信徒不断邀请我去吃大餐。
So one of a church member introduced me about American Airline the steward this, you know, the way of diet. Yeah.
然后我就不断的增长我的体重，然后他就推荐给我一个美国航空的一个减肥的。
Because she retired from that airline stewardess.
他是从那个航空公司退下来的。
And I tried 1 week with this, you know, by schedule.
然后我就试着他那个航空公司的饮食的方案，然后我试了一周。
It was tough.
那是很艰辛的。
Even what you're eating, and then you have to.Complete. Stop taking the carb. It's really not easy.
然后你要停止吸收任何的这些就谷物类的东西。
One side, I thought about it. It's better to just fasting instead of to eat something. Actually.
然后我就开始想，我就什么都不要吃好了。
Well, after it takes one week, and I can see the result. Yeah, that's obvious. I feel.
但是经过一周的坚持之后，我可以看到一个结果。
But I know that you know that there's always a temptations, you know, because it is free to go to the refrigerator or there's a food around the table. I can eat it right away.
可是总是有一些不断的试探出现在周围，我可以很自由的去冰箱拿食物或者去桌子上吃。
Then I go back to myself. What I'm doing is for diets. I should not take it.
但是我会自己提醒自己说，我正在减肥，我不可以这样子做。
If we are Christians, we need to have a discipline ourselves as a Christian life.
我们作为基督徒也需要这样的自律。
We have to continue to mold our life like a Christian.
我们必须要不断的塑造我们的生活变成基督的生。
If we do not shaping ourselves as Christians, end up to be just like a Gentile.
如果我们不过基督化的生活，我们只是跟外邦人没有什么不一样。
What the non-believers, what they're seeking, that we seeking also same thing.
外邦人所追求的，我们也在追求。
The way to be seeking for happiness is same pattern like, you know, the Gentiles' way we're trying to find out then.
像外邦人那样子追求享乐，我们也那样子去追求享乐。
When the time that Exodus, when the Israelites, there, the God designed for plan to bring these people out of Egypt.
在出埃及记的时候，神设定计划要带以色列
百姓出去。Their pattern of their life is as a slavery life for 360 years.
他们是过着奴隶的生活。
They get used to with the lifestyle in Egypt.
然后他们适应了埃及的生活360年。
So, when God planned for bring these people out, and they have the facing of obstacle naturally.
当神要带他们出来的时候，自然而然他们就遇到了困难。
This is actually great force actually against them actually.
这就是我们在内在的一个自然的反抗的力量。
When they live in Egypt as a slavery, it's easy because they live like yesterday.Same like yesterday, they applied to today, then you're okay.
因为他们在埃及过的生活就像昨天过的生活那样，他们可以不断的持续过着那样的生活。
Every day morning to the, you know, until sunset, you can continue work for the Pharaoh, and then the Pharaoh provide all the food, the shelters, everything.
每天从早到晚不断的为法老工作，法老就给他们食物，给他们住宿的地方。
So they have trained their life to be like that already.
他们已经被训练成过那样的生活了。
This is not a 10, 20 years, but 360 years. Think about it.
这不是二十几年，而是三百六十年。我们想
想看。So that's how they losing of their identity of their the chosen people, their descendant of Abraham.
所以他们就已经失去了作为亚伯拉罕后裔的这个身份。
But God gives them a new hope and a new plan for these people.
但是神给他们了一个新的希望，新的一个计划。
And truly, these people can be free out of the slavery of Egypt.
他们是真
the king Pharaoh.
他们是真的可以从法老的权下成为自由的人。
There is a force against them.
但是却有一个力量去抵抗他们。
Unless they renovate themselves, it is impossible they can get out of the Egypt to make a journey to the promised land.
对于他们自己而言，他们是没有办法自己做计划离开埃及走旷野。
We know the purpose why God is showing them for the 10 signs, the 10 miracles upon to the Israel.
这就是为什么神设定了十大灾害，然后这也就是神迹。
For the Israelites, all this, this plague to the Egyptians, for them is a sign of miracle from God.
虽然对埃及人来讲那是实灾，但是对他们来讲是神的时刻神迹。
Because let them to be convinced by the true God, Almighty God.
让他们确信神是真神，是全能的神。
So give them their inside of their heart to have now the dream that about the plan that God or you know supplying their heart.
给他们一个神计划的那个盼望。
I have to stand up and I have to walk away from the Egypt.
我必须要站起来，我必须要离开埃及地。
Otherwise, they continue to be the slavery life. Then,
不然我的余下的一生都要作为奴隶而活着。
Now, let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
我们一起翻开《出埃及记》第三章。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 19 and 20.
出埃及记第三章第十九节到第二十节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 19 and 20.
出埃及记第三章第十九节到第二十节。
But I know that the king of Egypt will not permit you to go except under compulsions, verse 20.
第二十节。
So I will stretch out my hands and strike Egypt.With all my miracles, which I shall do in the midst of it. And after that, he will let you go. This was the message actually given to Moses from God.
这是神给摩西的信息。
And because the master plan for how the God lead his people out of Egypt.
神的伟大计划就是要带以色列百姓从埃及地出来。
But then the Egyptians, the king of Egypt will not permit you go.
但是埃及地的王不会让他们走。
But you have to overcome it.
但是你要战胜他们。
Your people have to facing up these challenges.
你的人民要经历这些挑战。
So we know that later on the Moses brought this plan to introduce to the king of Egypt.
最后摩西带着这个计划来到埃及王面前。
Indeed, do not let the Israelites move out of the Egypt.
确实埃及王不愿意让他们离开。
Actually give a more harsh way upon the labor upon to these people to require them.
甚至是用更加不好的方式来对待他们。
So the Exodus chapter 6, again, after this, the life is harsher than before, God's word upon to Moses, he expressed about the God's, you know, plan.
法老王就继续更加的苦害他们，在摩西推向百姓宣告了神的计划之后。
That's the message from the Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 to 9.
这就是出埃及记第六章到第九章。
Then here, the Exodus chapter 6 verse 3, he mentioned about the God himself as a mighty God.
在出埃及记第六章里面介绍神是全能的神。
Then he reminded the Israelites that what I approach is the mighty God, your God approached to you.
然后
to the Israel.
这里向以色列百姓宣告的是我是你的神。
The God is the one to bring you out of the Egypt.
是可以带你出埃及地的神。
Then I will take you my people and I will be your God.
你是我的人民，我是你的神。
All the burden that you have taken away from the Egypt, that taken away and you will be a free my too and came out of the Egypt.
你们所有的重担都会被挪去，然后你们会从埃及地走出去。
So God gave them assurance to the Israel.
神向他们保证。
But yet people.Their heart is still stubborn themselves.
但是人们还是不够相信，因为他们还是顽固。
In chapter 6, verse 9,
第六章第九节。
So Moses spoke this to the son of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage.
摩西将这话告诉以色列人，只是他们因苦工愁烦不肯听他的话。
Because still, this people's heart is only think about the physical stress from the bondage of slavery.
因为这些人还是只是关注在物质上的这些重担。
God has to convince them.
神要让他们确信。
Because they have to facing of this challenge, yet they have to overcome it.
即使他们要面临这些挑战，可是他们要战胜他们。
I think today is the first day of December. Now already 2018 is about to finish by this month.
今天是2018年的12月份的第一天。
Have you ever experienced throughout this year this kind of stress or kind of against force that when you try to reach to God, yet there is a force against you?
今年快要结束了，你们在过去一年当中有没有感受到我们想要亲近神的过程当中有力量来阻挡我们呢？
Actually, it's a blessing if you feel that this against force in your faith.
其实这是一个祝福，如果你能够感受到这些阻挡的话。
That means throughout this year, you try to be like a Christian.
这说明说你在这一年当中你是努力的想要过基督徒的生活。
But many times on the way of journeys, we giving up or we compromise.
很多时候我们只是放弃然后妥协。
I hope that this year, before we finish 2018, we can reflect ourselves and our Christian life.
在2018年快结束之前，我们要来反思这一年
Israelites, they are not well prepared themselves to be ready to getting out of the Egypt, actually.
以色列百姓在这里其实还没有做好准备要离开。
So later on, they continue to complain to God when they're facing of trials and difficult time upon to them.
然后他们在面临挑战、面临困苦的时候，就不断的向神抱怨。
So end up, all these 600, all these people, they perish in the wilderness.
所以这一代的人最后全都死在旷野里面。
But we know that Joshua and Caleb was different.
但是约书亚和加勒是不一样的。
They overcome of their obstacle in their life.
但是他们因为他们战胜了他们人生的挑战。
So they reached to the promised land without any difficulties actually.
他们进入了 应许之地。
We can think about the three these obstacles.
我们可以想想这三个挑战。
Actually, Israelites themselves, they are their own obstacles.
其实是以色列人自己给自己设立了这三个挑战。
They are the one that they don't want to change their pattern of the understanding of their life.
因为他们不愿意去改变他们自己所理解的自己的生活模式。
They were not trained themselves to be God is first in their life.
他们没有被训练说神是生活的第一位。
So always they think about themselves first, their physical life first, and then based on these physical life, and they interpret about the God.
然后他们是把物质的生活看作第一，然后再去解释神的事。
So end up because of this cycle of themselves of misunderstanding, wrong way of a pattern of their understanding of the God and their life, so they all perished actually.
因为这种错误的理念，他们就把神跟生活完全的循环颠倒了，所以他们。
You and I, we are Christian, yet doesn't mean that we are in spirit now, you know, like as a spiritual body, like, you know, we are in the kingdom of God, but we live in this earth as a flesh form.
确实我们是在灵里面生活，生命得到改变，我们又生活在这个世界里面。
Then naturally, our life always trying to stay in our own comfort zone ourselves, and that we can think that it is enough.
我们常常是在自己的舒适圈里面生活，然后也会自满自足。
The rest of our life, engage in business, our career, whatever we're doing things, we're trying to holding on. This is and also the God is a part of there.
我们总是想要抓住，不论是生活层面或者是商业层面的东西，然后神只是生活的一小部分。
We don't want to go one step further, we are getting out of the Egypt, you know, force of Egypt and influence from the Egypt.
我们不愿意踏出那一步，离开埃及地的影响。
So sometimes we can struggle about our Christian life, we never improve our quality of Christian life because of that.
正是因为这样子，我们基督徒的生活方式没有办法去提升我们的属灵品质。
Yes, we come to church every week, you know, it's just...as our, it's a great habit actually. We come to God every Sabbath.
我们每周六来守安息日是一个好的习惯。
But inside of ourselves, we know that our pattern of understanding of God and about our life is already fixed upon my own ideas.
但是我们自己心里又十分明白，我们过的生活其实只是照着自己的想法、自己的模式去进行着。
So we know that within here, is we know we should change, but we don't want to change from our flesh.
我们知道我们要改变，可是从我们的肉体上，我们却不愿意。
Then we know Galatians chapter 5, we keep talking about the, you know, fruit of spirit.
加拉太书第五章不断地讲到属灵的果子的
特性。Every time we read it, it is good. It is very good and very good. This, you know, the fruit of spirit. It's very good things.
圣灵的果子是非常非常美好的。
But sometimes we can think about all these fruit, the nine of them. We think about it. Maybe we're a little bit of this one within our Christian life. If we think.
我们可能会想说，哦，我有这个果子里面的其中一个特性。
Now, we're never trying to focus on this life of gaining the fruit of spirit, but.Just we think that this fruit of spirit naturally we can gaining the bearing of this fruit. We thought.
我们自己跟自己说，我可以自然而然的结出这个属灵的果子，圣灵的果子。
When we kneel down, we pray to God. We still can pray with the speaking tongue. So it seems the spirit within us anyway.
当我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们还会讲灵言，这就代表圣灵住在我们里面。
Always self comfort ourselves. You know, spirit of God within us. He can work with us. He can help us to bear the fruit. So I don't have to put that much of effort because spirit of God help us.
我们不断的自我安慰说，这是神的灵住在我的里面，神的灵会自然而然的帮助我结出属灵的果子，我不需要做更多的事情。
But Bible clearly tells us that there's the desire of the spirit and at the same time the desire of the flesh within us.
圣经也告诉我们说，圣灵有结的果子，还有属肉的果子。
These are two sides constantly within our heart to struggle with an inner.
还有情欲所带来的败坏是不断的在增长的。
If we don't feel that these two sides struggle within our heart, then our faith is actually slipping at the moment.
如果我们没有办法感受到这两种力量在体内的抗衡，我们其实信仰是在
衰。Actually, struggle itself is a blessing.
如果我们有办法体会到他们在征战，其实是一个祝福。
Because we want to help ourselves to be better Christian, actually.
因为我们想要帮助自己成为更好的基督徒。
So we can think about the 2018 of this, you know, the past, you know, 11 months.
我们可以回想过去的第21个月里面。
Which the desire of the spirit is to overpower us of our desire of flesh, or desire of flesh overpower the desire of the spirit.
圣灵的感动是胜于我们情欲的推动呢，还是情欲的推动胜于圣灵的感动呢？
Our Christian life, because our life always move. There is a inside of our life. There's a moving, we can say, force within us.
因为在我们的里面是不断有力量在驱动着。
Is that the flesh yourself or the Spirit of God is a moving force? He is the one leading our life.
是自己里面的那股力量在驱使自己，还是神的灵在感动着我们呢？
Now we know the Romans chapter 6 mentioned about that there's we can't be slave anyway, slave of righteousness or slavery of sin.
我们可以做义的奴仆，或者是选择做罪的奴仆。
Now we have to clearly define our path and our direction.
我们要明确的确定我们的道路跟我们的方向。
Otherwise, the gravity of our flesh pull us away from God.
不然，属于我们自己情欲的力量是不断的把我们往下拉。
Because you and I, we came from the flesh, not came from heaven.
我们是从肉体来的，不是从天来的。
Yes, we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we become a new person.
确实，我们在洗礼之后，我们成为新造的人。
Yes, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is within us.
当我们得到圣灵之后，神的灵住在我们里面。
But if we do not control by the Spirit of God,
但是如果我们不被神的灵所掌控的话
then we naturally choose something else for the leading our life, so we become a slavery.
我们就会让其他的东西来掌控我们的人生，然后让他带领我们走。
The hope that we can choose the Spirit of God to lead our life.
我们却可以选择让神的灵带领我们的生活。
So that we can overcome of ourselves.
所以我们可以战胜自己。
You know, the flesh is actually a very strong force within.
其实我们内里面的情欲的力量是非常大的。
The one of very, very famous, you know, the judges like Samson.
就像很著名的士师参孙一样。
From the beginning of his life, he received the blessing from God. Before he was born, even.
甚至在他出生之前，他就得到神的祝福。
Before he was born, God already talked to his parents. He became, you know, the Nazarenes.
在他出生之前，神就已经提早告知他的父母他是拿细耳人。
God gave him an inspiration and power within his hands.
神是给他了感动，并且给他了力量。
God already designed him to eliminate all the Philistines' power away from Israel, so they can be free out of the hands of the Philistine.
神就已经提前预定他作为拯救以色列百姓脱离非利士人手的。
But yet he cannot overcome of the desire of the flesh.
但是他却不能战胜他自己私欲的力量。
End up his life the chained by the, you know, Philistines.
最后的人生是在非利士人的捆绑之下过的。
His eyes are taken away from them.
眼睛被挖出来。
Such a miserable, you know, status himself turned out to be.
最后的人生变得非常凄惨。
But still, God is merciful God upon him for another chance to revenge to these people. Yet, in this way, his life finished.
最后，神的慈爱还是不离开他，让他给他机会，能够做了一次事情，然后。但是他人生也结束了。
Let us remember, we ourselves is obstacles.
让我们一起记住，我们自己自身就是一个挑战。
Never think that we can do everything by our own.
从来不要自己想自己可以做任何的事。
That we need God's help because we have flesh.
我们需要神的帮助，因为我们在肉身之中。
That we have to put out, we can take away the, you know, our old self out from us.
靠着神，我们可以把这个旧我拿掉。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们一起翻开以弗所书第四章。
This is a very famous verse, I'm sure because you know this. Ephesians chapter 4.
这是一处很出名的圣经节，相信大家都知道。
From verse 17.
第十七节读起，第四章第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 17. 17 to 24.
17节到24节。
Just for the reminders, as I just asked us to open these verses. These I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord that you work no longer just as the Gentiles also work in the futility of their minds, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become close, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with the greediness. 20. But you did not learn Christ in this way. 21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as the truth is in Jesus. 22, that in reference to your former manners of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupt in accordance with the lust of deceit. And 23, and that you be renewed within spirit of your mind. 24, put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. The Apostle Paul, they're telling us that the verse 17 says that you work no longer just as a Gentile, as work in the futility of their mind.
使徒保罗在第十七节里面提醒我们说，在主里确实，我们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
We have to change what we learn from the scriptures.
我们要改变，要从圣经里面学习。
It does not come from our own idea, but it's come from the God's word.
我们做事不再按照自己的想法做，而是照着神的话去做。
The word of God has a power. Word of God has like it's acute, like both sides of edges, sharp enough to come into our heart, change our life.
让神的话能够充充足足的在我们心里运行，像两刃的剑那样子。
That's like because every day, because I'm not asking you to read, you know, so many chapters a day.
我不是要求你们每天读很多的圣经节。
But it's good a few words, even that you can remind yourself to continue to, you know, to chew the word of God within your heart.
而是每一天靠着那几句圣经节，不断的咀嚼它。
So that within ourselves, that the word of God can the word of God overpowers our desire of our flesh.
让神的话能够战胜内心里面的那个情欲的力量。
So they molded our life like a Christians.
能够把我们的生活变得像基督徒的生
活。Otherwise, this obstacle, which is our flesh, constantly come out, bothers our Christian life then.
不然的话，我们内里面的那股力量就一直影响我们。
Maybe you're very capable to do something. Maybe we're very smart. Maybe we are inspired by God sometimes, yet we don't overcome ourselves. This obstacle truly destroyed us eventually. Then,
可能我们很聪明，我们很能做一些事情，但是如果不让神的话的力量在我们心里运行，我们最后还是会被我们自己所打败。
So the Paul asked us the verse 22 that he mentioned about that, you know, that lay aside all self.
第二十二节这边要说要脱去。从前行为善的旧人。
Change our minds, change our, you know, the value system, change our attitude.
改变我们的思想，改变我们的价值观，改变我们的态度。
Before everything is we think about from come from the my point of view.
做任何事情之前都想想，这是从我自己的想法来的吗？
But from today, everything is come from the God's standard, what God requires from us.
把它改变成神的标准是什么？神要我做什么？
This is, in other words, we can say, this is the way we can deny ourselves.
这是帮助我们自己舍己的方式。
Jesus mentioned, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, then I carry the cross upon your shoulder.
主耶稣吩咐说，如果我们要跟从他，必须要舍己，并且背上十字架。
Deny ourselves, in other words,because our self is a strong force. That's why you have to deny yourself.
舍己表明说我们自己自身就是那股反对的力量，我们必须要舍己。
That we have a reason to pray to God every day.
这就是为什么我们每天要祷告的原因。
Because we have an obstacle, our own flesh.
我们有我们自己私欲的这个挑战。
So the message of the 26th, Jesus asks us, pray.
马太福音第二十章，主耶稣吩咐我们说要祷告。
Because prayer can help us, always remind us of where we belong to, and we do not belong to flesh, but we belong to the Lord Jesus.
因为祷告会不断地提醒我们，我们到底属于哪里？我们是属于主耶稣基督，而不是属于我们自己。
Keep watching and praying.
不断地警醒祷告。
It is important that we kneel down to pray.
我们跪下来祷告是很重要的。
But at the same time, while we live in our daily life, we're doing things, still we can pray to God.
即使我们在日常生活中在忙碌的时候我们还是可以向神祷告。
Things that are flesh, you know, the things come out as tempted ourselves, then within ourselves we can pray to God.
如果有事情来引诱我们我们也可以祷告。
Jesus mentioned that our spirit is willing, but the will of the flesh is weak.
就像马太福音里面记载的那样子，我们的灵虽然愿意，可是我们的肉体却软弱。
People ask us why you pray.
人问我们为什么要祷告的时候
，Because we are weak.
我们可以回答说，因为我们软弱。
One day, my father he passed away this year.
我的父亲今年去世了。
Then I on the our family asked me about you know the what it called in the you know, the burial site, there's a, you write something, right? Ask us what we're going to write in the words, in the what do you call that? Yes, yeah. So I say, well done, good and a faithful slave. That's what I choose for my father.
我的家人询问墓碑上要写什么字的时候，我跟家人说，我选择写做得好，忠心良善的奴隶。
He passed away when he was after his 93 years old. You know, his birthday after he passed away. So he lived 93 years.
他是在93岁的生日过后的没几天过世的。
But I learned from him the spirit of prayer.
我从他身上学到了祷告的那个心智。
The one time my father asked me, "Do you know why I'm praying?"
有一次我的爸爸问我说你知道我为什么祷告吗
That was I think high school he asked me
那时候我还在读高中
At that time I don't pray that much
我那时候不怎么祷告
So I have a father asked me why I'm praying so, well, because you're a pastor because you're a man of spirit so that's why you pray
我回答我的父亲说因为你是传道然后你喜欢祷告
But he telling me that because I'm weak
但是他告诉我，因为我软弱。
Because I'm weak, I'm praying.
因为我软弱，所以我要祷告。
Without prayer, I cannot control myself.
如果没有祷告，我没有办法控制自己。
I cannot help the ministry, so I pray.
我没有办法继续传道的工作，我必须要祷告。
At that times, I understand what that's a concept of prayer.
从那时候开始，我才明白这是祷告的。
We pray because we are weak.
我们祷告因为我们软弱。
Because we have to overcome our flesh.
因为我们要战胜我们自己的肉体。
And so we have to always find out why we need to pray ourselves.
我们要告诉我们自己，我们为什么要祷告。
Because we lead by the Holy Spirit in our life.
因为我们想要让圣灵带领我们的人生。
And also the second obstacle we think about is Egypt.
然后第二个挑战就是。
Do we know that Egypt, you know, Israelites, they lived there for 430 years. 430 years life in Egypt for their life before they depart, they get out of the Egypt.
以色列百姓在埃及地生活了430年，在他们离开之前。
So 430 years means it's quite a long period of time.
430年是很长的一段时间。
The one God talked to Abraham for four generations, but I think it seems like 400 years. So it's a long period of time.
是有从亚伯拉罕之后，其实是很多代了。
But during that time, Israelites, without knowing, they already learned all the cultures, all their lifestyle in Egypt become part of their life at that time.
他们那时候其实是不断的让埃及地的文化影响他们，成为他们生活的一部分。
This is a long period of time because we think about it. People can change their identity during this time.
我们想想看，这么长的一段时间，人是完全可以改变他们的身份的。
Do we know the Egyptians' life? They are like a life of like a, you know, idol worshippers' life, surely.
埃及人过的生活方式就是拜偶像的生活。
Instead of the rely on the true God, but they're trying to rely on the tradition of, you know, cultures, their, like, you know, their, like, the honor way of worshiping the idol way, to solve the matters.
与其说去敬拜独一真神，他们却是敬拜自己的传统文化以及他们自己个人拜神的那种方式。
We live in this world, you know, the United States, the country, we can say life of, we can seeking for life of freedom.
在美国生活的我们可以说我们追求的是自由的生活。
Instead of the discipline of life, but life, we can say choice is my choice, you know. It seems like I is the center of our life in this country.
与其说我们追求其他的，我们只是追求说自己喜欢怎样的方式，然后做自己的选择。
Easily the Christian life is modified from my own way, so it seems like whole this country giving us all the influence of all the traditions and the cultural backgrounds coming into our life without knowing that.
我们在不知不觉当中就已经让这个国家的文化跟传统影响了我们基督徒生活的正确模式。
Now, many years ago, I came to visit Korea at that time.
多年前我回到韩国去访问。
Because the one thing I learned that there's so many people out there on the street.
我学习到了很多人在街上。
The passing through the people just in the touch of the shoulder is a very given.
很普遍的现象就是肩膀会靠肩，当你要过马路的时候。
But once the people touch the shoulder, they look at, you know, just they're just going. They don't say anything each other, just going.
当你被别人不小心撞到的时候，别人也不会道歉，就直接继续走下去。
Myself and my wife and we're passing. I don't want to touch the shoulder, you know.
我跟我太太在走的时候，不想要碰到别的路人，我们就会选择这样的方式走过去。
Somebody touch them.Without knowing that, oops, you know, certainly expression is not like a Korean.
如果我们碰到的话，我们就会知道他不是韩国人。
And I'm not a good speaker, you know, English, because my English is Konglish anyway. But I say, excuse me, you know, sorry, you know, just coming out the word is a way of expression of my sorry.
如果我不小心撞到人，自然而然，虽然我的英语也不纯正，只是韩国英语，我还是会讲出对不起的道歉的话。
But for them, they never express anything. Just hit and just look at the, you know, from the eye. That's it. You know, that's simple. That's all.
但是对于在韩国当地的人生活而言，撞人是很普遍的事情，他们也不会道歉。
Then I learned that because I lived this country many years.
我才意识到我在美国生活了这么久。
Without knowing that my life already assimilate like a part of my life to be like Americans.
我在美国生活已经改变了我，让我适应了美国的生活文化。
The one time I wants to, you know, to get the taxi, so I line up, waiting for my turn to get the taxi.
有一次我在排队等打出租车。
So I line up to the people, and then one taxi come. This line is disappear. Everybody goes to the taxi and they're asking for, they want to get in.
原先大家都在排队，可是当出租车到的时候，这条队就不见了，大家都蜂拥而上。
So I stand there, I become like such a, you know, stupid. I just stand there. I just one passing, but somebody behind come and get the taxi goes. One behind get the taxi goes.I don't know what to do.
我突然之间就愣住了，像傻子一样站在那里，然后后面的人就不断的把出租车给叫走。
I do not get used to with their cultures.
我不能适应他们的文化。
I thought I have to wait all the way, so my turn. Then I am the one who get the taxi. I thought.
我的想法是，我们要一个一个排队，然后等到的时候，我们再。
Because think about our life already, we assimilate our life like, you know, in this world, like people's style and attitude like a Gentile easily.
通过这样子的现象，我们可以想到我们的生活是如何不断的、不知不觉的改变成像外邦人一样的方式。
Force of this world is very strong.
这股力量是非常强大的。
That's why Saturday when and the service we come to the Lord, we're trying to shaping ourselves, we correct ourselves to be like a Christian.
所以我们要每个安息日来过来，重新的改变自己，调整自己，让我们更像基督徒。
Now let's turn to the book of James chapter 5.
我们一起翻开雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5 from verse 1.
第一节读起。
Chapter 5 verse 1, book of James.
雅各书第五章。
Come now, you rich, weep and wail for your, the miseries which are coming upon you. Verse 2.
第二节。
Your riches have a rot, and your garments have become moth-eaten. Verse 3.
第三节。
Your gold and your silver have rusted. Their rust will be a witness against you, and will consume your flesh like a fire. It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasures. Because this whole message is talk about our life become like a Gentile. Our focus is like a gold and silver in our life.
这三处经节告诉我们，我们的人生不在末世的时候，越来越像外邦人，因为我们的追求是金银。
But without knowing of the coming of the day of the judgment.
因为我们不渐渐的忘记了末世的审判。
Do we know that his second coming is getting close to us?
但是我们要明确，主耶稣再来的日子非常的临近。
But we can put, you know, put the blueprint about our life, how we can prospering in this world. We can set the plan for our life like that.
我们是可以很容易的为我们的人生设计蓝图，比如说我们人生是能怎样的去繁荣昌盛。
Instead, we focus on our true life. Yeah, we focus on our flesh life. That's our major plan for our life.
我们渐渐的把我们生活的蓝图设定为怎样在这个世界上寻求富足，而不是追求真正生命的意义。
Jesus mentioned that on the last day, it's just like the day like during the time of Noah. Is it?
主耶稣提醒说，我们的末世的日子就像挪亚的日子一样。
But during the time of Noah, these people not, you know, stealing other people's stuff. These people is not, you know, the killing other people's.
在挪亚时代的人，他们也不是去到处偷东西或者到处杀人。
But they are marrying, they are, you know, happily live, you know, they focus about their life of a, you know, the abundance, a physical life.
而是他们快乐的嫁娶的，这样子过着丰富的生活。
But God is not in their heart.
因为神不在他们的心里面。
Because they are influenced by all the people influenced by the world.
他们不断的，他们是在受世界上人的影响。
Only Noah, he prepared on the last day for the this, you know, at that time for the judgment of God by the flood, he prepared.
只有挪亚一家准备了。神洪水来的那个日子。
So the Christian focus in our mind when we live in this world.
我们基督徒的想法在这个世界上生活要是。
How we can avoid about this obstacle of this world.
要怎样去避免世界上的影响。
And Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1 says, remember the creator.
传道书里面告诉我们，我们要记得我们的创造者。
And 2 Peter chapter 3 mentioned that we're seeking for the new heaven and new earth.
彼得后书告诉我们说，我们要追求新天新地。
The simple things we can remember what God's He is a creator.
我们只要记住简单的一个事实，就是神是我们的创造者。
He's coming.
要记住他要来了。
Then we can overcome of this obstacle.
所以我们就能战胜这个来自世界的挑战。
Then we know the third one is, you know, Egyptian, the Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
第三个挑战就是来自法老王的挑战。
The Second Corinthians, John chapter 14, Jesus also mentioned that the ruler of the world.
哥林多后书都提醒他是世界上的王。
Ephesians chapter 6 mentioned devils, the world force of the darkness.
以弗所书第六章又记载说他是恶者，那个掌权黑暗的幽冥的人。
We have to aware there is a Satan out there.
我们要明白那里有撒旦。
Maybe today, because we live in this world, in the physical world, things are okay, but we have to remember Satan is out there.
虽然我们今天在物质的世界里面生活，我们要记得撒旦是在工作的。
Satan always coming to us, trying to blind our mind.
撒旦是时时刻刻想要来蒙蔽我们的思想。
So stealing about our heart to seeking God and worshiping God and the submitting to God.
来窃取我们想要敬拜神、顺服神的这个心。
Once we become blind, we easily falling into the snare of the, you know, the devils.
如果我们被他蒙蔽了，我们就很容易陷入他的陷阱里面。
Just like Samson.
就像参孙一样。
And also the devils continue to capturing our minds and then destroy our purpose, the God that he created from us.
撒旦就是不断地蒙蔽我们的思想，然后 破坏神在我们身上所犯的旨意。
So the falling away from the faith.
我们就会从我们的信仰上失落。
Satan is a strong force.
撒旦是一个非常强大的力量。
Satan uses all different kind of force to attacking our faith.
他会利用不断的利用各种各样的力量来袭击我们。
That's why we have to pray to God every day.
所以我们每天都要祷告。
God is Almighty God.
神是全能的神。
God is the one can destroy the Pharaohs.
神就是那个能够战胜撒旦的人。
Then how we can overcome of these obstacles about, you know, the Pharaohs?
这就是我们如何能够战胜来自法老的挑战。
Let the word of God dwelling in our heart.
让神的话在我们内心里面居住。
And on the put on the armor of God, and the Ephesians chapter 6 mentioned that.
也像以弗所书记载的那样子，要穿上神所赐的全副军
装。Another one, the Bible mentioned the our awakening of our spirit.
还要警醒我们的灵。
So these are three obstacles always around us.
这三个挑战是总在我们生活当中出现的。
Today we come to the Lord, we can seeking the word of God because the purpose we want to overcome of our obstacles.
今天我们来到神面前，我们要借着神的话来战胜我们的挑战。
If we don't want to move, and then these three cannot be obstacles.
但是我们要立下决心去行动，如果不行动的话，这三个挑战会战胜我们。
These three actually very friendly to us.
这三个挑战其实是我们的好朋友。
But if we move on to God,
但是如果我们靠近神，
if we want to draw near to God,
我们想要亲近神，
then these three obstacles always facing onto us.
这三个挑战就会变成我们的阻碍。
But with the prayer, with the word of God,
但是靠着祷告，靠着神的话，
that we can overcome it.
我们可以战胜。
That we can, this way we can draw near to God, we can glorify God.
我们可以亲近神，可以荣耀神。
Now let us sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
58.
第58首。